Monday Motivation for March 25th, 2024. Carrot and Stick. Thanks for joining me for Monday Motivation. I hope you're encouraged to be a doer of God's Word this week. You may be familiar with the two chief forms of motivation, the carrot and the stick. It harkens back to someone riding a donkey or horse and urging them to go forward by dangling a carrot tied to the end of a stick out in front of them. The animal's desire for the carrot causes them to move forward, not realizing that the carrot will move forward with them. If this encouragement fails, the stick is used as a riding crop to spur the animal forward. Most motivations in life tend to follow one of these models. They are designed to draw us forward by fueling our desire, or impel us forward by pain. The Lord works in our lives in much the same fashion. He presents the blessings and gifts that come by following Him, and He calls us to repentance by showing His power and authority to judge evil. We could all name examples of both forms in our walks with Christ, and we see these same motivations used in the lives of God's people throughout Scripture. Last week we were in Genesis 27, and looked at the event that ruptured Isaac's family and caused Jacob to flee for fear of his brother Esau. Chapter 28 continues the story of Jacob on his journey to his mother's family far to the north. After traveling for a few days, Jacob stops one night simply because the sun is going down. The Lord sends Jacob a dream. In it, he sees angels moving up and down from heaven to earth on a ladder or staircase. As he is observing these divine servants, God himself appears around Jacob and begins to speak to him. He reiterates the blessings of Abraham and Isaac to Jacob, and confirms that Jacob is the new recipient of these promises. This includes watching over Jacob and bringing him back to the land of promise. This is especially meaningful given the nature of Jacob's life prior to this instance. As we discussed last week, Jacob was a liar and a cheat, even to the point that his own brother had pledged to kill him. God calls Jacob to obedience by showing him the blessing that will come to him if he is faithful. Jacob responds with his own pledge that if God lives up to his word, plus a request for food and clothing, that Yahweh will be his God. He will also establish this place as an area of worship and give the Lord an offering of 1/10 of all the possessions that God brings to him. One of the principles defined by Henry Blackaby in Experiencing God is to recognize that God is always at work around us and desires us to join him in the work he is doing. Part of what God is revealing to Jacob is that he has been at work around Jacob all along. Even in this remote area, Jacob sees heavenly servants coming and going to do the Lord's bidding. Even in the chaos and brokenness of Jacob's life, God was at work to bring him to this place in order to reveal himself. God is at work around us, too. If we can cut through the noise of the world, he will reveal his work to us. This allows us to respond with our own commitment and worship. If we can encourage ourselves to pursue God through prayer and study, we may even receive this invitation by means of the carrot instead of the stick. Thanks for listening, and I pray God's best for you this week.